Okay, Bus, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Yevamah Staf Chaf Ches. Pretty, all over the place, classic, typical Yevamah Staf today. We're just going to finish up some business that we had on Chav Zayin and Beis, right, and then we'll get to analyzing our Mishnah from the beginning of the Perek, and then we'll get to a case that, frankly, I'm not really sure I can describe over the recording, so we'll hope that you have some sort of visual aid, and we'll leave it at that. But let's get there, cross that bridge when we get there. So we're here on the Chav Zayin Mabez, right? If you remember, we had a discussion between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. The case is where two sisters fall to a single brother for Yibum, right? Again, the three brothers, right? Two of them married to two sisters, two of them die, right? So then the two sisters then fall to, let's say, Levi for Yibum. Now, they fall one after the other. So the question is, if one of those Yevamas would then die, right? Levi is not allowed to take either of them at currently constituted because they're both sisters, and that doesn't work. But if one of them would die, so theoretically, right that would be, Levi would be able to do Yibum with one of them. So Rav and Rabbi Yochanan have a machlokas in terms of which one dies, what is the scenario? So according to Rav, right, if one of them dies, right, regardless of who it was, Levi is allowed to marry the other one, do Yibum with the other one. Rabbi Yochanan says no, that if the second one dies, so then he's allowed to do Yibum on the first. But if the first one dies, so then he's not allowed to do Yibum on the second. Why? Because the moment the second one fell to him at Yibum, right, she was already osur to him because he had a Zika with the first sister. Again, and therefore there was never a period of time when the second sister was mutter for Levi to do Yibum. So we don't go back to the original heter because there was no original heter for Levi to take the second sister for Yibum, because when her husband died, right, at that point in time, she was osur to Levi. And Rav disagrees. Rav says no. And either way, right, he's allowed to take. He's allowed to take even in that case, he's allowed to marry the other sister. So now we're by Esvei. We're about 10 or so lines up. First word on the line, Esvei Rabbi Yossi Baruch Hanina the Rabbi Yochanan. Again, we're going to ask the kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, who says that if this, for whatever reason, he says we go back to the original heter. But if there was no original heter, so then we do not allow them to do Yibum. So the Esvei Rabbi Yochanan Baruch Hanina, Rabbi Yossi Baruch Hanina, the Rabbi Yochanan. Right, that's a question from our Mishnah. Right, if you remember the Mishnah beginning, the Perek Arba Achen, there are four brothers. Right, Shnei Mehem Nisum Mishnei Achayos. Obviously, two of them, right, as usually happens, two of them are married to two sisters. Who makes you Nisum Mishnei Achayos? Those two brothers died. Right, Hare Elu Cholzos Velo Misyadmos. So again, both sisters need to have chalitza. Right, neither Levi or Yehuda are allowed to marry them. So where says am I? So why is, meaning why is that? Why don't we have, let's say, Levi do chalitza with Mrs. Shimon to have Rishona the Gabi Idach? Right, and so the other one, right, is Rishona Gabi Idach Kiev Amashotru Venestra Vachasra Vachasra. So therefore, the first one, right, when she fell, let's say, to Yehuda. So that should be a case of where she was mutter originally, right? Again, her husband died first, so at that point she wasn't achos or kukaso or whatever to any of the brothers. And then she was also when her sister's husband died, because now both of them fell to the brothers. And then, right, when you do chalitza with the second one, so the first one goes back to her original case, to her original status of heter, right, because the second one's not in the picture anymore. So therefore, taksa le teri rishon, harishon, why can't she do yibum? So Gemara says, Amalei, achayos eni yedei mishnan. Rabbi Yochanan says, you're right, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't hold this Mishnah. I don't know who taught this Mishnah. Forget this Mishnah, get it out of here. Now, we're going to have, I didn't count how many, but we're going to have like 7 or 8 or 9, maybe even 10 attempts at wondering why Rabbi Yochanan couldn't just reinterpret the Mishnah to say like him. Meaning Rabbi Yochanan had nothing to say. He said that this Mishnah is against Rabbi Yochanan. He had nothing to say, nothing to reinterpret about the Mishnah to make it go like him. And therefore, he had to be like, oh, I don't know who holds this. I've never heard of this Mishnah. It's not a real thing. So the Gemara says, Lemalei, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan say, my choltos, nami tekatani, choltos chada? Right, choltos is chada. The Mishnah says that choltos, that they both do yibum, he meant that they only do one yibum. But the second one, meaning the first sister, can go be taken by yibum by, let's say, Yehuda. So Gemara says choltos katani, because it means Because it says chotzos, right? It doesn't say choletzos. It says chotzos that both of them have to do yibum. Both of them have to do chalitza. So now, okay, so why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan say, to defend himself, that what does the Mishnah mean? My chotzos? Chotzos da'alma. It means that women, stam, right? So women in general, right, need to do chalitza. Meaning that anytime you have sisters who have yibum situation, one of them has to do chalitza. But not in this case, right? The other one, theoretically, you could do yibum after you do chalitza with her sister. So Gemara says, "Hare elu katani." The Gemara says, "Yeah, the Mishnah was very specific. It said these elu, these this case." Okay, number three, Velema, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan say the chalitza le rishon bereisha? Maybe it's the case where they did chalitza with the first one. Well, in that case, yeah, in echanami. So then you need to do chalitza with both of them. So the Gemara says, no. We're talking about proper chalitzas, meaning not like as a result, right? Meaning that since you did chalitza with the first one, you also have to do chalitza with the second one. No, the Mishnah seems to imply that you have to do two chalitzas regardless. So Gemara says, okay, velema lei. So why didn't he say back to him that there's a gzeira del makadim v'chalitza l'rishon v'reisha? Well, we're not going to allow you to do yibum with the second one because maybe you'll do chalitza with the first one, and then do yibum with the second one, right? Again, the case theoretically that would be mutter is if you did chalitza with the second one and with Mrs. Shimon, and then yibum with Mrs. Reuven. But let's say maybe it's a gzera that you shouldn't do the reverse, which we said was aser. So Gemara says no. Velo misyab moskatani. Right? The Mishnah had said they cannot do yibum. Right? The leka din yibum hakaklal, implying that there is no yibum here. So Gemara says okay. Velemale. Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan say that gzera shema yamus? Well, why didn't he say that? No, that here the reason it's Azar is simply because we're concerned that one of the brothers will die, that Levi will die, or Yehuda will die, and then Levi, having done chalitza to Mrs. Shimon, will no longer be able to do anything to Mrs. Reuven. That's Mevatel Mrs. Yivim. So Gemara says, right, Rabbi Yochanan, the Misa lo chayesh. Rabbi Yochanan is not concerned with Misa. Therefore, he wasn't going to answer that. Okay, Valei Malei, so why didn't he explain that Rabbi Elezer he? That the mission is actually Rabbi Elezer Shita. Right, the Amar came and Sha'amda Alav, Sha'achas Be'eser Nesra Alav Alamis. And he says that once a Yavama is Asr first, second, but she's always Asr, meaning that you can't go back to Teira HaRishona. There is no concept according to Rabbi Elazar. So why didn't Rabbi Yochanan say that? That's Rabbi Elazar's Shita, that our mission is Rabbi Elazar. So Gemara says, well, yeah, it made it safe for Rabbi Elazar, Rishon is love Rabbi Elazar. Right, if you remember, right, the Rabbi Elazar says that the Mishnah is Mechogis Beshama Beshila. It's not actually a Pasha Dezak. So if you tell me that Rabbi Elazar there is coming to comment there, so he must not be commenting in the other areas. Okay, Venemalei, so why didn't Rabbi Yochanan, not Velemei, it should be Venema, I guess, whatever. But either way, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan say, Tenafel B'Vazachas, when they died together? Right, in our case, we explain the case where Mrs. Reuven, right, Reuven died, and then Shimon died, so therefore Mrs. Reuven fell to the Yibum before Mrs. Shimon, and theoretically she was mutter to one of the brothers before Shimon died. So Gemara says, and Rabbi Yosi Aglili, and we're holding like Rabbi Yosi Aglili, who says that they can actually maybe have died at the exact same time. So in that case, you can't do even to either one of them. But in a case where it was one after the other, so you would be able to. So Gemara says, lo stamtana, Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Okay, we don't say that a stam mishnah is Rabbi Yosi Aglili, right? Usually stam mishnah Rabbi Meir. So Gemara says, "Malei malei, but why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan explain that the leyadiran hey nafal bereisha? That maybe the case is where we don't know which one of them died first. So there is no first and there is no second. So you can't do chalitz in both cases." So Gemara says, "Ihachi, if that was what the Mishnah's case was, so hainu de gatani kidmu v'kansu yotziu." So, but the Mishnah, if you remember, the Mishnah says that we don't allow these brothers to marry, and if they did, so then they have to divorce them. So the Gemara says, well, Bishlama Rishona, I'm really man Sharia Lecha. So I understand the first one, right, meaning the one who married, let's say, Mrs. Reuven, because he says, why is that mother? Because both of them, again, Mrs. Reuven and Mrs. Shimon, who are sisters, right, were Achuzukukaso. How in the world, why were you allowed to marry Mrs. Reuven? So therefore, you got to get rid of her. But Elishnia, but the second one, so again, let's say Yehuda married Mrs. Shimon, so Amar Chavrai Shnia Yibum on a Rishonim Yavim. So he could just say that, no, I took the wife, right, who ended up in Yibum second, meaning I took Mrs. Shimon. Right? The first one, right, meaning I took the first one, I'm so sorry, meaning that my brother took the second one, I took the first one, meaning he could argue that the case fell out exactly like we said, that he took Mrs. Reuven, meaning not Mrs. Reuven, but he took Mrs. Shimon, who happened to have been the first one to come into the Yibam situation. So Gemara says, "Hen mitgamar lo, right? Achayos." Meaning, yes, and therefore you can't tell me that you don't know which one was first, because then theoretically you could have had a scenario where someone argued that lechora that what they did was appropriate. Right? And the Mishnah should not have said that both of them have to divorce them. So that's the Haimut Gamar law. Once we've run out of suggestions, right, to reconcile the Mishnah with Rabbi Yochanan, so that's why he said, right, Haimut Gamar law achayos eno yodea eni yodea Mishnah. That's why he said, I don't know what this Mishnah is talking about, but I can't actually hold like this Mishnah. Okay, Tanan, another kasha. Right? This is not our Mishnah, but we had it before. That's the safe of the Mishnah. Right, okay. The safe of the Mishnah in our parak. Right, so again, we had three cases in the Mishnah. This is the second one. Right, if one of the women is an erva to, let's say, Levi, so there is no zika there, and therefore Levi's allowed to marry, right, the other, right, wife, the other Mrs. Ruvain, right, who happens to be Mrs. Shimon's sister, right. So then, if Mrs. Shimon, for whatever reason, is an erva to Levi, let's say it's his daughter, then he's allowed to marry Mrs. Ruvain, right, because there's no zika there. There's not two women they're falling to Yibam. There's only one. But the other brother, right, let's say Yehuda, right, is not allowed to marry either of them because they are sisters, right? So Sakadash, meaning, and he has two zikas, right? Because Mrs. Shimon is not an erva to him. So the Gemara says Sakadash then the nefla chamosa tchila. Well, I guess the case is right where it's his mother-in-law, right? So the assumption is that the erva, right, was the one who came to Levi first, right? And the second sister, right, came second. So once they had Levi's, had Yibam theoretically had a Zika with his mother-in-law, which obviously doesn't exist, and then so the second one, right, fell to Levi, right, so that's going to be Aser to Yehuda, right, meaning, yeah, because yeah, how do you follow it? Right, because Levi's mother-in-law, who falls, let's say, to both Levi and Yehuda, so she is usher to Levi, but she is mother to Yehuda because she's not his mother-in-law. So the Chora, right? Then only afterwards, when her sister becomes a Yevama, then that's when she becomes usher. So the Gemara says, "Why is that true? Why is it usher that Yehuda? Why is Yehuda not allowed to marry either one? Right? Both of them. Leku chasan liyabem hach de ena chomoso bereisha." That the heavy chamosa, the gabi idach, why isn't that a case that initially that woman was mutter to him, right? Again, Levi's mother-in-law was mutter to Yehuda. Then she became aser when her sister, right, became a yevama to Yehuda as well. And then when Levi took the sister, right? When he took the sister, so then, right, Levi's mother-in-law is then once again mutter to Yehuda. Rabba says, "Gigon shenaf lahach da'ino chamosa bereisha." So it must be da'ino chamosa bereisha. Right? It must be that the case is reversed. That the second woman, the sister, right, who is not Levi's mother-in-law, ended up being the yevama first, and therefore she was zakuka to both of them, and therefore Levi's mother-in-law, right, was never ever mutter to Yehuda because she was always, right, initially when she became a yevama, right, she was achos as zakukazo, and therefore there's no Heter HaRishon to go back to. Okay. Now, going back to analyze our Mishnah. Now, the Mishnah had said, Reb Lezer Omer Beishamei Omer, he said it's actually Machlokas Beishamei Beisela, right? The Mishnah had said that they have to, if for whatever reason these brothers married the women, they have to give a divorce, and Rabbi Lezer said, no, it's actually a Machlokas. So Beishamei says you can stay married, and Beisela says you have to get a divorce. So Tanya, we learned that Rabbi said there, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Beis Shemay Omer Miyakaimo, Beis Hill Omer Miyotziyo. Again, like we quoted in our Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says the opposite, not the opposite, sorry, not yet. Rabbi Shimon says Yikaimu, that you can actually stay married. And Amashal Omer, Kal Haya Laham, the Beis Hill, the Bedavrata, Beis Shemay Omer Miyotziyo, Beis Hill Omer Yikaimo. Rabbi Shaul says it's actually the reverse. Beis Hill says you can stay married, and Beis Shemay says that they have to get divorced. The Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon, come on. Who's Rabbi Shimon going like? Right, Ike Beis Shammai, if he's holding like Beis Shammai, so Hainu Rabbi Lezer. Well, that's Rabbi Lezer Shita, who said Rabbi Beis Shammai allows them to get remarried. Ike Beis Hillel, if he's holding like Beis Hillel, right? And then when Rabbi Shimon says Yikaimu, so then that's Abba Shaul's position. Meaning, either way, right? When Rabbi Shimon just says they can stay married, who's he holding like? If he holds like Beis Hillel, that's Rabbi Elazar. If he holds like, all the way around. If he holds like Beis Hillel, that's Rabbi Beis Shammai. If he holds like Beis Hillel, so then that's Abba Shaul. And if he holds like Beis Shammai, so then that's Rabbi Elazar. So who's Rabbi Shimon? Why does he have this random sheet in the middle of the two of them? So the Gemara says, what he means is he holds like both of them, and that's why he's disagreeing, meaning he holds like both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. He holds that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel don't argue, and says that you're allowed to stay married. So therefore, that's a fourth sheet. There you have four sheet does. You have the Tanna Kamma in our Mishnah that says that they have to get divorced. There is Rabbi Elazar, who says that Beis Shammai says you can stay married, and Beis Hillel says you can get divorced. There's Abba Shaul, who says it's the reverse. And then there's Rabbi Shimon, who says that everybody holds that they're allowed to stay married. Okay. Haisa Achas Mehem. Now, this was, again, if one of the sisters was an Erva, let's say we said mother-in-law, let's say to Levi, so he obviously can't marry her, but he can marry the Yavam, because, again, there's only one Zika there. There's only the Zika of the sister. So Gemara says, Hatzina Chadazimna. Again, we're going to ask this question on all these halachos in the Mishnah. We already learned this. We had this earlier, right? Again, we have the case where you have an erva and a sister falling to a yavam. The erva, we learned already that there is no zika between an erva and a yavam. So there's only one zika there between the yavam and the other sister. So why can't he do chalitza? Why can't he give him a chalitza? We learned that in the Mishnah. You don't have to teach us in our Mishnah. So what says tzricha? Really, we need both cases. The yashmin and hasam. If you'd only told me. Over there, meaning when there's only one guy waiting, right? Our case is two sisters and two brothers. But our case is there's only one Yav. In the previous case, only one Yavam, right? Mishum Deleka Lemigzer Mishum Shani. Well, there, you don't need to make Gzera, right? That you should not do Yibum, because maybe that the second brother will do Yibum, right? There is no second brother. Right, Avahacha, but over here, the Ika, the Migzer, Mishum Sheni, right, what are we going to do? We're going to say you have an Erva and a sister who falls to Levi. So if you're going to tell me that Levi shouldn't do Yibum, because maybe Yehuda will do Yibum similarly, but there's no Erva there, and therefore he's doing Yibum with two sisters, that's a problem. So Avahacha, that's over here, the Ika, the Migzer, Mishum Sheni, right, Emalo, you might have thought it's not Mutter, right? You might have a Gzera that Levi shouldn't do Yibum on the only woman he has a Zika with, because just because she has a sister who is his Erva. Right, because maybe Yehuda will do Yibum in that case, and we don't want that. So therefore, the Mishnah tells us that it's mutter for him to do Yibum with her. If you only had our case, where you have the two sisters following the two brothers, so then Mishum Deikah Sheni Dekamuchach. You might have thought it's only mutter for the first brother to do Yibum on the sister who's not a erva to him, is because the second brother, right, doesn't do either, so he shows that that's why Levi was able to marry the sister, right? He shows again, but I mean, he's showing that when he doesn't do Yibum with either one, right? Clearly, right? He's proving that you're not allowed to take an achasukukazo for Yibum. Abal Hasam, but over there in the previous Mishnah where there's only one brother, to like a sheni's nobody else. Emalo, you might have thought that there should be gzera because people might think that you're allowed to do Yibum on Achuzukukaso, the people might not realize that the other sister is his erva, and there is no Zika there. So therefore, Tzucha, therefore, we need both cases. Isra Mitzvah, again, the Mishnah had said, if there's a Dindra Banan, so then she does Chalitza, right? Again, the Dindra Banan, Isra Mitzvah, Isra Kedusha, right? For whatever reason, we're not allowed to do Yiba Midra Banan, but Midra Isra, we need to do Chalitza. So the Gemara says, Hanamitanino, we also learn this. Right, Isra Mitzvah, Isra Kedusha, Chalitza of Lomis Yabemes. Right, again, we learn this concept that if it's an Isra Derabanan, you do Chalitza instead of Yibum. So the Gemara says, Hasam Isra Mitzvah Lechuda. And Hachar Isra Mitzvah Vachosa. Because there, or previously when we learned this concept, that was just by one woman. That's an Isra Mitzvah. Right, the Derabanan, you can't take that, any Isra Derabanan, you can't do Yibum. But here, the case is, there's an Isra Mitzvah and her sister. Right, you can't do either one. Right now, we're learning that the sister of an Isser Derabanan is Osir. That even Achos Zukukaso is a problem, is Osir, even in place right, where there's an Isser Durabanan on one of the sisters, right? Again, we said if there's an Erva on one of the sisters, so the other sister is allowed to marry him because there's only one Zika. So that's what we're concerned. That's what you might have thought. So Sakud Adi Chamina, you might have thought, Likam Isser Mitzvah B'makom Isser Erva, right? You might have thought that an Isser Durabanan is just like an Isser Erva, right? Just like we say by an Isser Erva that the brother is allowed, the Yavam is allowed to marry the other sister because there's only one Zika. You don't have a problem of Achos Zubukazo. So too by an Isser Derabanan. We're going to say that if there's an Isser Derabanan, let's say, I don't know, great-great-grandmother, whatever one of the cases were. If there's an Isser Derabanan, for one woman is Isser Derabanan to the Yavam, so then he can do Yibam with the other sisters. So that Kamash Malan is not true. It's not true that really there is two Zikas here, and really there is an Isser of Achos Zikukaso. He has to do right Chalitza, but he's not allowed to take the other one as Yibam. So the Gemara says, why not? But it's Yabim. Came in to meet the Reisha Rami Kamei, right? Kapaga Achos Zikukaso. So the Gemara says, why not? No. The Gemara says no. Why would you have even thought that? Right? Why in the world would you have thought that you could do Yibam in the case of an Isser Derabanan? Because Midaraisa, right? That there is a Zika here, right? And then you have an Isser of Achos Zekukasa. So Gemara says no. Sakhad Adichamina, you might have thought the same. Mishum Mitzvah of Derabanan Kamash Malan. So you might have thought that no, but since there's a Mitzvah, so Chazal made an exception. Right, Chazal, since it's a mitzvah to do Yibam, so Chazal, even though, yeah, in Echanami, Achos Zubukasa is a Din Derabanan, and there's another Isser Derabanan here, but since really this is Zika Midaraisa, right, Chazal waived the Isser of Achos Zubukasa, but therefore Kamash Malan, so therefore it's not true, and the Isser of Achos Zubukasa still applies, right, even if there's a Din, an Isser Derabanan. Okay, fine. Whew. Now, again, this is the case where each one of these sisters was an erva to one of the brothers. So Mrs. Reuben is an erva to Levi, and Mrs. Shimon is an erva to Yehuda. So we said that Levi can marry Mrs. Shimon, and Yehuda can marry and can do Yibam with Mrs. Reuben. Singmar says, Hasulam Ali. That's also the same thing. Hanuhach, it's exactly the same thing. Right? Where all of them are predicated on the concept that if you have an erva and another woman and a sister, so there is no Zika to the Erva, you could do Yibam on the other sister. Right? Even though it's Achos, theoretically, Achos Zikukazo, there is no Zika with the other sister. So therefore, you can do Yibam on the other one. Right? All these cases are predicated on the same concept. So why do you need that for? Malichad, Malichrei, what's the difference? Right? Between, again, whether there's one brother or two brothers, whether it's an Erva to just Levi or an Erva to Levi and Shema and Yehuda. Skumar says, really, Tzricha, really, we do need both cases. Gediyashmin and Hasam. If you have the case where there's only one erva to Levi, so then mishum deika shenish demuchach, right? You might have thought that the reason the second brother, he proves that right that again he demuchach that he doesn't take either sister, even though theoretically there are no ervas there, so that's upholding the concept of achos zukukaso, and everybody knows that you're not allowed to take an Achos Zukukaso, and you're not going to get confused by the fact that Levi seemingly is marrying an Achos Zukukaso, which is mutter, right? Because one of them is an erva, but you might not get you might get confused. But so Yehuda comes along and says, no, you're not allowed to marry Achos Zukukaso because he's not marrying either one of them. But over here, where there's only one brother, there's no one else to prove this halacha and of Achos Zukukaso, so therefore you might have thought it's not mutter. So Vishmin and Hachan, if you really had the first case, right? The second case, we have an erva to both of them. So Adrabi, you might have thought the opposite is true. That Tarvaya Mucha Ahadadi Avalida Chlo. That only in the case where both brothers have an erva, so that's proving right the concept that you're allowed to only marry if there's an erva involved. But if there's another case where there's only one erva, you might think that you should be gozer. Levi doing Yibam with the other wife, because then Yehuda might take one of the wives. So the Gemara says, therefore Tzricha, therefore we need both of them. Zuishi Sha'amru, this is what they said, that again, if there's a case of where the two sisters, right, are an erva, You can do either yibum lechalitza. Right, again, there's only one zika, and you don't have to. And there's no issue of achazuri kasa. So Gemara says zuhi lemutemai. What is that excluding? Right, again, this is what we're saying, that this is the scenario where if you have one of the sisters is an erva, right, so you can do chalitza yibum with the other one. So zuhi lemutemai. What is that excluding? Lemute isra mitzvah lazeh, isra mitzvah lazeh. Right, so apparently, to exclude a case where both Levi and Yehuda have an Isra Durabanan to one of the sisters. So therefore, in that case, you need Chalitza to both of them. So Gemara says, Hasulam Ali Hanuhach. It's also the same thing we've been talking about the whole time. Right, Mali Chai Mali Trey. Right, again, that's what we said. That, again, if there's, for whatever reason, an Isra Durabanan to one of the brothers, right, the sister has to, you have to do Chalitza, right, there's still a Zika Daraisa, you have to do Chalitza, you can't do Yivam. But this is basically what we've been talking about the entire time. It says, "My time you might have thought kilo umrinan oki iser mitzvah b'makom iser erva." Again, same idea, but that we might have thought that an iser derabanan is the same as an iser erva. Hechadika lemizgam is mishum sheni. It's only where there's a reason to do exera, to make exera, that we're nervous that the second brother might actually do achazukim kaso because he doesn't have that restriction. And he sees his brother doing achazukim kaso. Avalahecha deleka, right, even though one of them is an Isser Darabanan. Avalahecha deleka, the mixer mishim sheni, right, but if there's no case to be gozer for the second one, right, meaning when both of them have an Isser Darabanan to one of the women, so Amy, you might have thought, lahayok mina Isser mitzvah, v'makam Isser erva, v'lahayok mina Isser mitzvah, v'makam erva, v'liyamu. Right, you might have thought that no, we will assume that an Isser Darabanan is the same as an Isser Erva, and therefore there's only one Zika by each of the women, and therefore they can do Yibam. So the Gemara says, therefore, no, we don't do Yibam even in that scenario. Okay. Rav Yehuda Marav. Rav Yehuda says the name of Rav, V'chein Tan Rebichia, and also Rebichia, B'kulon ani korei bohem, ha'asur lezeh, muteres lezeh. By all of these, now again, Rabbi Chia said, right, Rav and Rabbi Chia say that, but all of these cases in the Mishnah, right, you can say, Hasur Bazeh Muteres Bazeh, that if for whatever reason the sister is usher to one brother, meaning let's say the sister, the Yavama, is an Erva Talevi, and he's Mutter to Yehuda. And vice versa, right? That's what we had. That's what we had before, right? Again, the two sisters. Right? One is an erva to Levi. One is an erva to Yehuda. So they can marry the opposite one, right? V'achosa sheyivimto ocholatz zomus yavemes. Right? Again, that's what we said. That the other sister, right? You can do, right? Chalitza yivim. Right? Again, that's exactly what we've been talking about. Now, what is constituting Isra Erva? That's what we're explaining. That all you could figure out a scenario. You could figure out a case with all of the 15 cases. Right in the Mishnah. That's what Rabbi Chiya was saying, that you could figure out a case where you could have two sisters, one of them is an erva, one of these ervas, right, in one of the 15 ervas in the Mishnah, to Levi, one of them is an erva to Yehuda, right, and therefore Levi can marry, let's say, again, as we explained before, that let's say Mrs. Reuven is an erva to Levi, and Mrs. Shimon is an erva to Yehuda, so Levi can marry Mrs. Shimon, and Yehuda can marry Mrs. Reuven, and everything's fine. And all the cases listed in the Mishnah, again, like I said before, we're not going to go through all of them now. If you want to, you know, be a London, you can definitely work all those out on your own. God bless you. We're just going to kind of move right there. All of these cases, says Rabbi Chia, work out and fit into our Mishnah. All of the ervas listed in the first Mishnah fit into our Mishnah. Now, there are three possibilities in terms of what he meant. Right? Again, now, here it seems to imply, but Kulan, right, when Rabbi Chia said, or in Rav, and Rabbi Chia said, all of them fit into our Mishnah. So define all of them, right, as the Gemara always kind of like analyzes things that you thought were Pashut. Right? So he doesn't really mean all of them. So Rabbi Yehuda Matargim Bechamos of Eilach, Rabbi Yehuda said that all of them means from the Chamoso. Chamoso was the seventh. Right? Mother-in-law was the seventh one. How do I know that? Not because I'm memorized the Mishnah, but because the Gemara says right away that Aval Shisa Bebave Deresh Alo. But the first six cases do not work. My time, but why not? Came into Bito Be'onasin Hu Demishkachasla. I've been assumed no Mishkachasla. It's because in those first six cases are all in a scenario where the husband was not married appropriately. The child, the daughter was, or whatever, was a result of a rape, and therefore, right, there was no There's no nisuin there. It's only in a scenario where it's inappropriate, and b'nisuin kamari. And we're dealing b'onsin lo kamari, meaning we're only dealing with a case where there was legitimate marriage. Okay, the Abaye again, like I said, theoretically, a good magid shir would go back through each of the cases and explain how all of these fit into each case. But again, not you know dafyomi, and we're gonna try and go right there. The Abaye matargin, Abaye would say avbito that even. Meaning that you can even add that Rabbi Chiya even meant the case of your daughter, bita me'anusaso, right, that your daughter is from a woman you raped, right, and came to Ashkuche Meshkachasla, Iboy Ba'unsin Tehave, Iboy Menesun Tehave. Because again, because theoretically you could find a case, right, you could construct a case through a daughter of a woman that you raped, that you weren't necessarily married to, right, so either way, right, whatever we need to be dealing with, right, that will fit into our Mishnah. But the case where your brother, who is not alive, right, lo, that is not, you cannot fit that into our Mishnah. Because since the only way you can get that case is according to Rabbi Shimon, right? Alibi de Rabban lo mishkachasa, you can't actually get that case, right? If you remember, that was Mechukas Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim, right? How does that work? Again, Rabbi Shimon had said, right, if you remember, that the Avama, right, is not going to be able to marry the brother. Again, it depends on whether the newest brother, let's say Levi, was born before or after the Yibum, right, from, let's say, Reuven, from Mrs. Reuven to Shimon. Right, we had that machlokes, if you remember, a couple of daf ago. Right, and the Chacham said, right, regardless of whether Levi is born before or after the Yibum, right, so Imanov Shach, right, is still going to be considered to be what's it called? Ishizakiv Shalai Ba'olamo. Rabbi Shimon says no, that if Levi was born after Shimon did Yibum on Mrs. Reuven, so then when Shimon dies, Mrs. Shimon, who was Mrs. Reuven, is considered to be Mrs. Shimon in regards to Levi, in that case his mother. So the only way you can construct a case, right, in our scenario, in our Mishnah, where the erva is Eishes Akiv Shalai Ba'olamo, right, that's only according to Rabbi Shimon. Right, and again, I would explain it, but frankly, I'm not sure I can say it over in a healthy way, and therefore we're just going to leave you to the charts in the Art Scroll, Masifta, etc., etc. But since, again, as the Gemara says, that case, our Mishnah only works within Rabbi Shimon, therefore we put the lo kamari. Therefore, and we're not dealing with machlokas, right? So that's where Rabbi Chiya was not talking about that case. But he's talking about the other cases. Rav Safra says that no, Mitargim, he explains that af eshes achiv shalai ba'olamo, that really Rabbi Chiya was referring to that case as well. And the case can happen if there are six brothers, right? Like obviously, according to Rabbi Shimon. Now, that is also a chart that is available in the Art Scroll. And what's it called? And Masiftas, Visimaneich. And the way you remember it is Mace Nolad V'Ibeim, Mace Nolad V'Ibeim. Again, the Gemara is going to try to describe the case. Again, I'm probably not going to be able to do it justice, but let's just read it over at least, and then we can all chazer it on our own time. Right, Reuven and Shimon, the Suyin Shtei Achayos. Right, Reuven and Shimon, again, there are six brothers. Right, Reuven and Shimon, again, just taking the Shvatim, yeah? Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters. Levi Yehuda Nisim Shtei Nachrios. And Levi and Yehuda are married to two women. Doesn't mean Goyim, it means two women who are not related. Okay, to the original sisters, to the sisters that are married to Reuven and Shimon. Mace Reuven Nolad Yisachar, V'Yibim Levi. Reuven dies, so Mrs. Reuven falls to Yibum. Yisachar is then born, and then Levi does Yibum. Okay, so meaning the Yisachar was born so before Levi does Yibum. So theoretically, according to Chachamim, right, or even according to Rabbi Shimon, right, that's not going to work because Mrs. Reuven is not considered to be Mrs. Levi to Yisachar, because Yisachar was born before the Yibum. Right? Meis Shimon, Nolad Zvulun, V'Yibem Yehuda. And the same thing happened with Mrs. Shimon, that Shimon died. Right? Zvulun was born before the Yibum of Yehuda. Meisu Levi, V'Yehuda below Banim, and now obviously Levi and Yehuda die, and then V'Nafulu Kamei, Yisachar and Zvulun, and now Mrs. Reuven and Mrs. Shimon, right, who married Levi and Yehuda, but they go before, they again fall to Yisachar and Zvulun for Yibum. But both Yisachar and Zvulun were born before the Yibum happened. So Asur Lazem Mataris Lazeh, if Asur Lazem Mataris Lazeh. So again, Yisachar, right, who was alive when you Mrs. Shimon, right, meaning the second one, right? Only Yisachar and Zvulun, right, were only born right before the Yibum of the corresponding wives. But one of them, right, Yisachar was born before the Yibum, the second Yibum, or the fourth Yibum, whatever it was, the second Yibum of Mrs. Shimon to Yehuda, and Zvulun was born after that, but they're not, that he was alive. Right? Meaning that it works out that one of them can marry this one, and one of them can marry that one. And then you can have the scenario where the sisters are Yevamas. Now, I'm not sure I said that over 100%, but basically, Taklis, that can be a scenario where Yisachar and Zvulun were born before Yibums. They're usher to one of the sisters, but they're mutter to the other sisters. The Gemara just questions, and the Gemara just asks, "Lama li Yibam Yehuda? Right? Why do you even have to get to that case of where Yehuda married Mrs. Shimon Yibam? Right? Below Yibam Yehuda, not like Mishkakuzla. Right? You can even forget Yehuda. You don't need that. Even without Yehuda's Yibam, Mrs. Shimon is allowed to marry Yisachar, right? Because he was alive. He was alive already. Right? And again, regardless of whether Yehuda right married her." Right, and Mrs. Levi, who was Mrs. Reuven, right, is Azer to Yisachar. Now I'm getting confused, but let's just finish up. Right, Mishum Tzara. Okay, Mishum Tzara, because that would be a co-wife situation, right? And we didn't want to do co-wives. The Gemara says, "Hatenach Tzara." Fine, Seder, but Tzara's Tzara, Ma'iki LeMeimar. But what about the Tzara's Tzara? Right, our Mishnah, right, at the beginning of the Mishnah. Right, the beginning of the Mishnah talked about co-wives as well. Right, how you co-wife of a co-wife? How are you getting that far along? Right, with Rabbi Chiya saying that any case in the Mishnah fits into our Mishnah, but where are you getting that from? Co-wife of co-wife? Right, that's not found in our little case. So Gemara says, yeah, inichan, I mean, you can get a co-wife of a co-wife. Right, going to Hadar Yivimto Nami God VeUsher. Now we're bringing in eight. There are really eight brothers, not six brothers. There was God VeUsher, right, and you just extend it one more time down the line. Now you have Tzara's Tzara, and that Mishnah would then fit into our Mishnah. Again, that's even another chart that I probably won't be able to explain, so we're going to leave it at that, and we'll own up to the fact that we have to chazer our dapim in Yevamos, and we'll all have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.